All right, turn in your Bibles today to Psalm 73. I want to preach this morning on the subject, on the topic, No Place Like Home. Now, you're going to probably wonder, when we look at the selection of Scripture, you're going to wonder where I'm getting that thought from this passage of Scripture. But now, Psalm 73, we're going to be looking at verses 17, 28. Psalm 73, Verse number 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Verse number 27 and 28. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all of them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. No place like home. Let me lead up to my thought as we've read these verses. This no doubt seems to be a rather strange title for this text. But you know, when we think of no place like home, a traveler certainly understands the reasoning of this thought after living out of a suitcase for many days and finally comes home. A soldier understands the reasoning of this thought after being gone for months, possibly years, living in a barracks or tent, and finally coming home. What is home? Home is a place of rest. It's a place of comfort. It's a place for our family. Home is where we can be ourselves and kick our shoes off and just simply relax. We know today the Christian's home will one day be in heaven. And after the sojourn on this earth is complete, God's people will go home to heaven. But you see, there's a home away from home. I believe it's possible to be at home away from home. The home that I'm talking about is not a physical place of abode, but rather a spiritual state of being. A spiritual state of being. Let me put it like this. Nearness to God is home for the Christian. Nearness to God. When a Christian is near the Lord, when a Christian is close to God, that Christian is at home away from home. I mean, there is a place of quiet peace near to the heart of God. There really is. So there's no place like home. The best place, the most hallowed place, the most precious place for the child of God is to be near to God. The psalmist said in this particular verse, notice what it says, it is good for me to draw near to God. Nearness to God. Oh, there's so much we could say about that. It's home for the Christian. You know, it's a safe place to be. In fact, it's unsafe to be far away from God. Verse number 27 lets us know that. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. You know, I believe this morning we should look upon this church service as an opportunity to draw near to God. Today is Father's Day, and I believe the best place for a father to be is near to God. That's the best place that a father can be. In fact, it's wonderful, dads, that you're in church this morning, but I hope that every dad today in this church service is close to God. I hope every father this morning is close to God. You see, it starts out with coming to Christ for salvation. It starts out in being redeemed. It starts out in becoming a child of God. And then as a Christian, it continues on by maintaining a closeness, by coming into the sanctuary. You know, he said up there in that other verse, he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God. You know, the thought is, this psalmist, boy, he got in a pickle. He got in a mess. He started looking around him and he saw that the wicked seemed to be prospering. There didn't seem to be any bands in their death or pains in their death. They had more than hands could. They had more than heart could wish for. And I mean, they had it made, he thought. And his reasoning was distorted. But when he goes into the sanctuary, when he goes into the house of God, so to speak, then his eyes are opened. And he can see how foolish he'd been. Then he said, it's good to draw near to God. Fathers, dads, on this Father's Day, it's good to draw near to God. Amen. I don't have a typical Father's Day message, but I'll tell you it is a Father's Day message. Because what better theme could a preacher preach on than getting near to God? I mean, what could we say any more important than that? Get near to God. If you're outside of the pale of salvation, come to Him today. Know Him as your personal Savior. Be near to God today on Father's Day. But let's continue on with our thought today. Psalmist was unsettled. He was unsure. He was unhappy until he came to the sanctuary and drew near to God. And then he responded to the invitation. And I believe that his soul would have been singing if the song would have been written. He would have been singing the paths of sin. Too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. I believe his soul was also singing, draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord. He could perhaps also have been singing, nearer, my God, to thee. It's good to draw near to God. My point again is there's no place like home. And there's no better home for the child of God this side of that home than to be near to God. How could we say it any better? It's good to draw near to God. That's my point. No place like home. Let me talk a little bit about home. Number one. Number one. Home is a safe place. It's a safe place. Verse 27, lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. But home is a safe place. A soldier returning home from the battlefield knows that's true. The prodigal coming home from the far country of sin knew that was true when he found safety and peace in his Father's embrace. Home is a safe place. That's a safe place. You know, anymore, we never hear a single week go by what we don't hear of another killing. We hear of another episode, don't we? I mean, it's every single week. I have never in my life seen a time that this country of ours, in fact, this world, is any more of a powder keg. I mean, it's almost like this world has turned into one big nut house. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, there used to be a time that people used to have a reason for committing a homicide. But now they do it for no reason. I've never seen anything like it. In fact, this past week, a ball field in Alexandria, Virginia, turns into a killing field. Politicians simply having a ball game. And I'd say this morning, please pray for Congressman Steve Scalise. Amen. He needs the prayers of our church. But you know, this morning, there's no place like home for safety. No place like home for safety. I'm glad that my soul found a safe place in my Savior over 40 years ago. I'm glad, even when I was on a battlefield a few years ago, if that battlefield would have meant the end of my physical life, I still had a sure home waiting on me. But I'll tell you one thing. I found a safe home for my soul during those years, though, because I could still rest in the Lord. I could still trust the Lord. I could still sense God's presence. There's just no place like home in this war-weary world we're living in, with all of the threats and all of the problems out there and the killings that are going on. I'll tell you, you just can't beat being saved. You can't beat having peace with God. You can't beat having joy and security and peace and knowing that if some nut pulls a trigger and my body is destroyed, I'll still have a safe harbor in glory. Home is a safe place. That could be illustrated over and over again. It's just like I heard of illustration several years ago. Guy had a little chihuahua dog. And that little chihuahua dog thought he was a boxer, or thought he was a Doberman pincher, or thought he was a German shepherd. But he wasn't but about this long. That little chihuahua, of course, I'm not telling exactly how I read it. We have to elaborate a little bit and try to dike it up a little bit. But the gist of it was this. That little dog would go out and challenge all the dogs in the community. It'd pick a fight, so to speak. It would bark and carry on and act like it could just take them on. And then they'd turn on him and he'd come running about as fast as his little legs could take him into his little dog house on his property. He found that a safe place. My friend, down through the years, I've found it a safe place with the threats, with the discouragements, with the fears, with the things out there that bother me. But when I can get alone with God, when I can sense my Savior's presence, when I can continue to see my title deed to the mansions in the sky, and I can repose on my Savior's breast, I find myself saying, I'm my beloved's, and He's mine. There's no place like home when we're in fellowship with our Savior. Oh, Christian today, fathers today, this is not just about being saved. This is about getting close to God on Father's Day. You and I need all the help we can get. We need wisdom from on high. We need peace and security ourselves. And how can we be a better example than when we're close to our Heavenly Father? I believe an earthly father can be a better father the closer they are to the Heavenly Father. Amen. Home is a safe place. I think of Romans 1:18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness, men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. I think of Isaiah 53, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, by His stripes we're healed. The wrath of God fell on Him in our stead. So this morning I can say without any hesitation, the work of Christ on Calvary is a ticket. It's a ticket for coming home for the sinner. It's the ticket. It is the ticket. There is no other ticket. There is no other way. It's not through law keeping. It's not through baptism. It's not through church membership. It's coming through Christ. That's how we come home. So home is a safe place. Number two, home is a settling place. It's a settling place. Solomon's thinking was settled after he came into the sanctuary of God. He then understood that he had been distorted in his thinking. He understood that his mind wasn't right. He understood that he had the wrong view of what God was doing. He understood that God, he understood then that God was in complete control the whole time. Even while his mind was wandering, even while, and of course we don't have time to read it, but you know in the passage here, he said, I was envious of the foolish. He said, there's no bands in their death. He said, they're not in trouble as other men. He said, their eyes stand out with fatness. He said, they're corrupt and speak wickedly. They set their mouth against heavens. And they say, how doth God know? Then he keeps on thinking. You know, that's the problem. We better be careful to do a whole lot of thinking unless our thinking comes from the right perspective. He said, all the day long I've been plagued. When I thought to know this, it was too painful. It was too painful. But then, I went into the sanctuary of God. I came home. And when I came home, I saw I'd been thinking wrongly. Let me apply it this way. You ever find yourself critical, despondent, complaining, faithless, doubting God, wondering why seems like the wicked people in this world fare sumptuous, Christians suffer. You're wondering why it seems like unsaved people just can, it just seemed like everything served them on a silver platter. You see some old heathen outside of the pale of salvation that lived to be 100 years old, cursed God almost every day of their life. Then you have a child of God that dies as a youth, or maybe a baby that's taken away. Or a missionary goes off to a foreign missionary field and serves God and dies while being away from home serving their Lord. And sometimes you wonder, why, Lord? It doesn't seem fair. I mean, what's going on? That's basically how he was thinking. Asaph, the psalmist, he was thinking that way. But he said this. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Then he keeps on reasoning. So foolish was I. So foolish was I. My friend, I'm saying this morning, home is a settling place. When our hearts are right with God, we get settled. We understand then a little bit more of the sovereignty of God. We understand what's going on better. We can see more clearly that people outside of salvation, they don't have it as good as we thought they had it when we were away from God. We see now a little bit better. He thought the wicked seemed to prosper. He found out that wasn't the case. He thought the sinner seemed to die in peace. He found out that wasn't the case. He had been thinking that it seemed to be a waste of time serving the Lord. He found out his mind was distorted. He then saw, when he came into the sanctuary of God, when he came home, he then saw that the unsaved were not worthy of envy, really, after all. Because of what they had was temporal and perishable. What they had, they had better enjoy it. The closest to heaven that an unsaved person will ever be, unless they come to Christ, is this earth. You better hope you hit the lottery. You better hope your automobile is a good one. You better hope you have a nice home. You better hope your health holds up. You better hope everything is to your favor, because, my friend, let me tell you this morning, this is the closest to heaven you'll ever be. And that's not too envious, worthy of envy. These people that work all their lives to make money, to buy mansions, to build empires, to spread their name around the earth, there's coming a time they'll breathe the last breath, their heart will beat the last time, they'll go out into eternity. And everything, every aspiration, every tangible thing we've held in our hands, we'll release our grips on it and leave it behind. Now that the psalmist has come home, he understands the wicked are not to be envied. They're to be pitied. They're to be pitied. He shouldn't be envious or jealous over their state, because thing was, they only had a short time to enjoy them. You know what? You may be enjoying your life today and think that you haven't made, but the truth is, you're on borrowed time. One day, my friend, the clock will run out. One day, it'll be too late. If you fail to come to Christ, it's going to be all over, but to torment. So I say this morning, on this Father's Day, if there's a dad here, if there's a mother here, if there's a sister, a brother, whoever the case might be, I say today, make sure you're home. Make sure you're close to God today. This world in its treacherous, perilous state of being is no place for a person to be away from God in. We need the Lord. We need God's comfort. We need God's grace. We need to know if we die, we'll wake up in glory land. We need to know that home is a safe place. Home is a settling place. When we come home, our minds get settled then. We say, how foolish I was. Why did I even envy the wicked? Why did I even think the way I thought? When we come home, we start thinking, well, thank God, now I see it better. You know, it's about perspective. You know, the vantage point. Here's my thought here. The vantage point is always better close to God. You can see clearly. You can see beneath you. You can see around you. You can see above you. You can see better from that vantage point. Coming home. It's good for me to draw near to God, he said. Thirdly, home is a safe place. Home is a settling place. Home is a satisfying place. A satisfying place. The psalmist came to realize that a child of God possesses spiritual blessings that tower above everything the wicked people has. He enjoys the presence of the Lord. He realizes that in the midst of his troubles, he's still not alone. Even when he couldn't see God, he knew the hand of God was holding his hand. God's always there. You know, I put it this way. The fact is, the Lord is always with his people. Always. That means in the valley he's there. That means in the darkness he's there. That means in every situation of life he's there. When all around my soul gives sway, he then is all my hope and stay. He is the solid rock. He is the solid rock to stand on. You see, home is a satisfying place. When we're close to God, we realize all of his promises are true. We realize that his love hasn't been changed at all. We realize that he loves us just as much in our bad times as in our good times. We understand he's just as much with us now as the day we met him for the first time at Calvary. When we come into the presence of the Lord, when we get near to God, we understand about his peace, about his presence, about his protection. We see it clearly. The key today is to come home. The path of sin, I've been on too long. We need to say, Lord, I'm coming home. Father's Day thought today is come home. If you're here today outside of salvation, come home to Christ. Here today as a Christian following afar off, come back home. Get close to him. We need him. We need him desperately every second of our life. Let's pray.